Editor's note. This article contains details of an alleged sexual assault and, because the trial is under a publication ban, any identifying details about the accuser or the timeline of events have been omitted. The article also contains details that may disturb some readers. 2 days of trial set aside earlier this week for charges related to intimate partner violence against Ruben Bruises was not enough time to complete the cross-examination of the alleged victim. Bruises, the 42-year-old owner of Rubara's Bistro and Catering, currently located at the new downtown plaza, appeared in court Tuesday and Wednesday wearing a suit and jacket with the logo of his company. He is currently facing 5 charges, including sexual assault, 2 counts of assault, forcible confinement and criminal harassment. Bruises has not testified so far in the trial but did offer a plea of not guilty to all 5 counts against him. The trial is still in progress and Bruises is presumed innocent of all charges unless proven guilty. On Tuesday, the first day of the trial, the Crown called 3 police officers to testify about their response to a call for service that came the evening of one of the alleged assaults. Bruises was not charged on the date of that alleged assault. In their testimony on Wednesday, the accuser said they wore a sweater on the evening the police arrived in an effort to cover up marks from the alleged assault. In regards to the sexual assault charge, the accuser testified the two were engaged in consensual sexual activity when Bruises allegedly forced anal penetration on them. That activity, the accuser claimed, had been clearly deemed off-limits prior to intercourse. The accuser did not recall the specific date of the alleged sexual assault and did not seek medical attention for the injuries claimed. The criminal harassment charge stemmed from an allegation that Bruises created his own account for the OnStar assistance service on the accuser's personal vehicle and allegedly used a "Locate My Vehicle" feature of the app to determine its location on more than 400 occasions within the period of a few months. That claim stemmed from a discussion the accuser said they had by phone with an OnStar representative. The accuser said they were unable to get written documentation about the alleged misuse of the OnStar account and police did not issue a production order to the company to retrieve confirmation of the allegation. Previous to the current case before the court, Bruises pleaded guilty to charges of break and enter causing mischief and criminal harassment. He received a suspended sentence and 2 years probation. The 2 days originally set aside for the trial was not enough time to complete the witness testimony. An additional day and a half will be required for the continuation of the trial, with dates yet to be finalized.